Hey everybody, Kyle Klingman here of Track Wrestling for another edition of 7 Minutes, brought to you by College Wrestler Recruiting. This week's guest, Tamira Mensah-Stock. She won a bronze medal at the 2018 World Championships, and she made the 2019 World Team again this year. And she is a delight. She's a fun person, and you will get that out of the interview. I even messed up her name at the end of the interview just to mess with her, so you'll get a chance to hear that interaction. So make sure you tune in to Tamira Mensah-Stock. And as always, collegewrestlerrecruiting.com is sponsoring this great segment called 7 Minutes. And this is even more important with women's wrestling. They're on the move right now. That's really important. And College Wrestler Recruiting is that outlet so that you have that opportunity to see what is the best fit for you. And with women's wrestling making such gains, it's even more important for women wrestlers to get involved in the recruiting process and understand what is out there. And with the men too, you look across the board, junior college might be the best fit for you. It might be Division III, Division II, Division I, NAIA. We cover it all, collegewrestlerrecruiting.com. You want to check this out. We're so grateful to Robbie Vincent for investing in us and investing in the sport. We're going to get to it. Tamira Mensah-Stock is our guest on 7 Minutes. Tamira Mensah-Stock, are you ready to go 7 Minutes?
I mean, I can't say no, so yes.
You're ready right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you permission to go back in time and have a conversation with yourself at the age of 15. What would you tell yourself?
Oh, man. Man, I'm going to get a little macabre, but I tell myself to call your dad to make sure he's okay and keep calling. Honestly.
Really?
Totally. Really.
Okay. What, do you have some advice that you would give yourself?
Just keep going down the path that you're going, and, you're going to definitely be happy with what's going to happen.
Okay. Question number two. Let's go back to recruiting when you were in high school. What do you remember about the recruiting process, and why did you land on Wayland Baptist?
I remember there was a lot of people in my ear telling me to go to this school, go to that school, because they're like the number one team and whatnot, and it'll be a great fit for you. But what I remember most about Wayland was the fact that Coach Cobb was just so excited. Centric, and the team was so loving, and they just had clean fun. And me and my twin thought to ourselves, that's where we want to be. This is exactly how our high school team is, like just bonding together, like not doing anything, you know, obscene. And yeah, it was a great time. That's what I remember mostly.
If you could take one skill from any other wrestler and add it to your game, what do you think would benefit your wrestling the most?
If I could take one skill, it would be Allie's Reagan's hands-on. Like, you know, I don't know if you've ever noticed what she does, but she's just constantly in her opponent's face, just like bang, 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 bang at it. And it's so annoying when I'm practicing with her, but it's something that I would truly love to adopt if I could. And it would be phenomenal in my wrestling, because not only would I have my explosiveness and my speed, but I'd be able to distract my opponent and then just blast right through them as well. So that's something that I definitely admire.
Let's say wrestling has one governing body and I am appointing you the president of that governing body. What would you want to change?
Don't put me in power. If I could, oh, I know. It would be having true seconds for, what do you call it? The, what were those called? The Olympic, the last qualifier for the Olympics.
Oh, so like a true second for the national team?
Not for the national team, but when you go overseas to qualify your weight class, at different countries, like in Mongolia and Turkey in 2016, when I was trying to do that, there were no true seconds. So I got third, and the person that got second, I hadn't wrestled. So I would definitely want to change that and make true seconds.
Okay, that's a good one. What is the last thing you tell yourself before you step your foot on the line?
Let's do this.
Okay. What is the greatest compliment someone could give you?
Your hair is so pretty.
That's the number one?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. What's the strangest thing that has ever gone through your head during a wrestling match?
The strangest thing, it honestly depends on what you qualify as strange. Because for me, what goes on through my head isn't that weird.
Well, what would that be then? Let us be the judge.
It was kind of a series of events, and it happens all the time. Oh, wow, she smells good. Or, oh, she stinks. Oh, that's bad. What is that smell? Oh, gosh, hurry up and get off the mat before something bad happens to you. I got a stickler for smells.
Okay, so it's more about what the person smells like.
Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of times the girl smells good. And I'm like, ooh, she smells nice. I want to double like her now.
So why don't you get into the perfume business?
I don't know. Something about well vomit and the perfume. I don't know. It doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah, probably not. Like probably good idea.
Yeah.
All right. What is one thing that your coach yells at you that you hear every single time?
Attack! Go! Just go! I hear that a lot.
Okay. And then if you could go back and re-wrestle any match, which would it be and why?
It would be when I was in Mongolia and I was going against the Egyptian. I kept letting her stand me up. And all I had to do was stay down and do my double legs, single legs, any kind of form of attack where I'm in my stance and just win the match. But instead, what was going through my head was, why am I here? I don't think I'm ready for this. Why is Bender yelling at me? I could hear Bender in the stands. Why is he yelling? Is everything okay? So I would go back to that match because I ended up losing in the semifinals and she ended up qualifying for the Olympics. That was in 2016.
And then what's your biggest fear? Do you have a fear?
Yes, I'm very claustrophobic. That is my fear. Please don't put me in tight spaces.
And then we'll end with this. You have a very outgoing personality. Were you always this outgoing? Were you always so much fun, even in high school?
Yes. People would kind of run from my hugs because they knew I kind of shoulder checked their throats when I came in. I would embrace them so hard. And we just saw each other like 42 minutes ago. So, yeah, I want to say I've always been that way. Just a fun-loving, outgoing person.
So you're a big hugger.
But believe it or not, I am a huge hugger. I have been a huge hugger since I was actually a toddler. My mom would introduce us to her friends, me and my twin. And if I wasn't there, they'd be like, where's the hugging twin? You're like, he's with your dad. Bye.
All right. Well, we appreciate this 7 minutes. We wish you all the best as you pursue world championship and Olympic gold. Thanks for taking 7 minutes with us. Tamira Mensa-Stock.
No.
I know. I'm kidding. I did it on purpose. Tamira.
Why? Why?
Tamira Mensa-Stock. Come on, I had to have fun with you.
Oh, well, thank you very much for poking fun.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Tamira. Have a good day.